Yes'm, it was a big wooden structure. The one that burnt down, Mr. A.J. founded that school down there, and I forgot what year it was. But it's, I just can't recall what year it was, but it was just a wooden structure with a large basement under it. The banks were just, it was just banked straight down, you know, with a dirt floor in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that one burnt down, and now this one, it's a brick building. And cement floors and all like that.
Uh-huh. Well, Mr. When you were a boy growing up around here, what did you like to do most?
Well, get out and go to singings and go to church and Sunday school. I was raised to go biggest part of the time to church and Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have too much to do. There wasn't any automobiles until way of late years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I never owned one till that A model come along. And we'd go to St. and play ball. Like to play ball,
mm-hmm.
basketball, football.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had, there's four of each, four boys and four girls.
Oh gosh, that's a nice big family.
And we're all living but the baby boy and father and mother now.
Mm-hmm.
Seven of us still living. But there's four boys and four girls.
Well, does most of the family still live near here?
Three of us live here, and one in South Georgia and three sisters in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest brother lives at Clayton, and oldest sister lives at Clayton, and I live here, and the boy just younger than I am, he lives down Seminole County right against the Florida line.
Gosh, he went a long way, didn't he?
Yes, and he taught school down there several years before he married.
Mm-hmm.
And then three sisters that they were teaching school down Rockdale County.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
One of them in Seminole County, in Gwinnett County.
Mm-hmm.
And they married down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a family full of school teachers. I hadn't realized that.
Yeah, so I see there's all four of the girls taught. Now, my older brother, he went to Piedmont College. He didn't finish down there, but he's been in politics all of his days most, ever since he's 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger brother, he went to Piedmont, and I stayed here and helped my father and mother after about 26.
Mm-hmm.
I come back here, and I've been here ever since most of the time, except work some in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, did you have a job in South Carolina besides being in the service? I know you said you were in Paris Island for a
while. Yes, and I was working on construction work up till 2 years ago.
And about how long were you in South Carolina?
I worked over there I was in the service over there 2 years, and then we worked off and on over there about two, if not 3 years, close to 3 years off and on.
Mm-hmm.
On different jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've worked over at Dahlonega. Worked over there for the same company that was done a lot of building over there for James Lees and Son.
Mm-hmm.
Thread mill. And I never, Virginia and Ohio was as far up the country as I ever got.
Well, it's so pretty around here. If I were you, I'm not sure I'd want to go anywhere.
Well, it's always been rough around here until the last few years, you know. The salaries wasn't anything, and I mean, there wasn't any money.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. in circulation until the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Changing the subject, I've been admiring this picture over here. Who is that a picture of?
Well, that's my grandfather.
He has a perfectly marvelous beard. Just
thank
wonderful.
Thank you, ma'am. He's buried right over there on the hill, him and his wife.
Uh-huh.
I told him it's a shame that I reckon we have our lots down at Dillard there at the Baptist Church. And there's a lot of his folks buried down there. And he wanted to be buried over there, and his wife, she's buried over there with him. It's just the two graves.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. I guess I've taken up enough.